evaluate everything in terms of what he knows about life. And that knowledge is going to consist of what has entered his mind through his five physical senses, through the doors of his eyes, his ears, his taste, smell, and physical feelings. That all he knows about life is what he has been exposed to in one way or another. He does not have your knowledge or my knowledge. He has his own set of knowledge. And this is so easy to overlook in dealing with other people. His knowledge is going to be based upon his observations, his experience, and no one else's. And to expect it to be otherwise is unrealistic. In fact, it will be limited to his specific exposure to life. No one else has the benefit of your experience. No one else knows what you know, because each person is limited to what has entered his personal world through his own personal senses. Each person lives in a world of his own, bounded by his own knowledge. It's true that he is going to be able to visualize things that he has never seen outwardly in his own life, but the elements of that vision are going to have to be derived from his own experience. For instance, he can determine that 2 and 3 make 5 all by himself, but only after he has become acquainted with 2 and with 3 to use as the elements to make up 5. And so each person is going to react to life in a little different way from the next person, because each person is reacting in terms of that world that exists within the boundary lines of his own knowledge, his own experience. And that is how he will determine what is likely to bring him well-being. So we can easily see then that each individual is going to seek happiness in a different way, because each one is going to do it based upon his own purely subjective experience. In fact, it isn't just his belief of what will bring him happiness, but what actually does give him this feeling of well-being that will be different from one person to the next. One man may get a feeling of well-being from something that causes total discomfort to someone else, or at least may leave someone else neutral, because each person is the unique result of the unique experiences, events, and exposure that have made up his life, and that is what he is going to bring to each circumstance. So before we talk any further about happiness seeking, we'd better recognize that what causes happiness will vary from one individual to another. What the individual believes will produce happiness for him, and what actually does cause this feeling of well-being, is going to depend upon which individual you are talking about. And I prefer to sum this up a little more simply so that we can refer back to it more easily as we go along. So let's sum up our second premise with the simple statement that happiness is relative, which simply means that the causes of happiness have to be considered in relationship to a specific individual. Now, if happiness is the object, knowledge is the tool. The individual's own experience and knowledge are his only guide to what can bring him happiness in the world. It is the only thing he has to go on. And of course, by experience, I mean that includes the accumulated wisdom of others that he has chosen to accept, the ideas that others have given him that he is willing to accept. But with this knowledge that he has, he is in a position to then evaluate everything that he sees, people, objects, situations, possibilities, plans, environments, and so forth. Everything he sees can then be evaluated on some basis. So he places values on everything in his life. But what is a value? Well, let's define the value, or value, as being the degree of happiness an individual expects to receive from an object, an idea, or a person. Happiness is the only ultimate goal, this feeling of well-being. Everything else is subservient to that, or rather a means to that. The individual knows nothing else for sure except this difference between well-being and discomfort. And so he is chained to this single motivation and drawn toward it, acting from his own knowledge. So everything has to be derived from this single goal of happiness. All values, then, must be defined in terms of the happiness that they bring to the specific individual that you're talking about. And again, at the risk of being overly repetitious, let me emphasize again that the only basis the individual has for judgment of how much happiness this will bring to me is his own knowledge. And even if he never utters those exact words, "Will this lead me to well-being?" this is what he's considering in every case. Now, as we go along, we'll see that there is not very often a very simple answer to the question, what will bring me well-being?